back. This is David Jonoich. You're listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. My show is guest hosted by Jeffrey Toth, Vice President of Reverse Speech. Welcome back, Jeffrey.
Thank you for having me back.
No worries. Didn't know we were getting onto this topic tonight. Had no idea what we were going to talk about this afternoon, did we?
No, not at all.
Oh, I thought I might continue the therapy reversals, but obviously we're not going to go there. Jeff found the quotes I was looking for. I said Matthew 25, Matthew 23, so I wasn't too far wrong. I knew it was in that general region. And there's a whole chapter attacking the – I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but go and look it up, folks. Matthew chapter 23. And there's so much I can read here. Now, listen to this. Alas for you, scribes and Pharisees, you utter frauds. for you pay your tithe of mint. Oh, yeah, they pay the tithes, but you neglect the important things, justice, mercy, and good faith. What miserable frauds you are. You scribes and Pharisees, you clean the outside of the cup and the dish, while the inside is full of greed and self-indulgence. He's not talking to church leaders of today, is he, Jeff?
No, that sounds pretty familiar.
Can't you see, Pharisee? First wash the inside of the cup, then you'll be clean. Then you can clean the outside. In other words, you've got to clean your heart. Clean your own conscience. I wonder if these church leaders have the courage to look at their own reversals and admit what's there and fix it. Somehow I doubt it. Somehow I doubt it. This is actually one I was looking for. Alas for you, you hypocrites, scribes and Pharisees, you are like whitewashed tombs which look fine on the outside, but inside are full of dead man's bones and all kind of rottenness. For you appear like good men on the outside, but inside, you are a mass of pretense and wickedness. Wow. Wow.
A very valid warning.
Very valid warning. Yep, that's going to be a chapter in my book. And once I get all my religious reverses together. Hey, I just got an email from YouTube, okay? Your video, reverse speech of Larry Silverstein talking about 911, was flagged to us by the YouTube community. Upon review, we have placed restrictions on how the video will be shown. Okay. Please note your video will continue to be available on YouTube. Blah, 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 blah. My video will be shown a warning message. In addition, comments and sharing, thumbs up, have been disabled. Okay. Oh, well. Ooh. Someone didn't like what Larry Silverstein had to say about 911, I guess. I mean, the jury's out on that. I've looked at 911, for about a month or so, a year ago. I didn't find anything, really, that indicated anyone, Cheney, Bush, or anyone knew anything about it. I mean, I looked hard. I couldn't find it. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but I didn't find it.
Could be we're looking at the wrong people.
Yeah, we could be looking at the wrong people. But reversals on Larry Silverstein seems to suggest that he knew something about it. Well, actually, on that note, why don't we go to Larry Silverstein, seeing YouTube put a flag on the – oh, I bet you that's in 2015. I bet you anything that's where that is. We'll have a look in 2016, but I think I did it before then.
I wonder what the warning was they put up.
I don't know. Go and have a look at it. Okay, Larry Silverstein, people, is the owner of the Twin Towers. And here is some of his reversals. Here we go.
And then going down to visit with my tenants, my new tenants, at the Trade Center, getting to know them, understanding their problems and so forth.
And this one says, my bomb's making us testify.
The one's making us testify.
Huh.
The one's making us testify.
I'll be bothered.
The one's making us testify.
Well, that's interesting use of the words my. Mm-hmm. My bomb's making us testify. What's he testifying to? That's a bit of a mystery right now. Okay. All right. Are you looking at my YouTube video? Oh, I thought you were looking for it.
I am.
Oh, right. Yeah. You. And then we've got next one.
And I remember dressing to go to the doctor. I'm finally saying to my wife, I said, sweetheart, I've got so much to do downtown. I got to cancel this. I've got to go downtown.
He's telling us why he couldn't be at the thing. Okay, here he says, how useless, how I may suffer. Well, that's if he goes to the Twin Towers that day. He's talking about why he can't go to the Twin Towers. And backwards, now useless, how I may suffer.
Now useless, now I'm in yes and off, man.
Now useless, now I'm in yes and off, man. Now useless, now I'm in yes and off, man.
See, that would tend to suggest he knew something was happening. Look, I don't have the whole picture on 911. But we'll go through all these ones on Silverstein.
She said, you're not going to cancel this appointment. You're going to the dermatologist and you'll have it.
And here he says, saw snake with a gun.
Saw snake and a gun.
Wow.
Saw snake and a gun. Saw snake and a gun.
Okay, gun. It could be bomb, snake, someone he can't trust. He knows something's going on. Wow, that's saw snake with a gun. And then we've got this one here.
The first plane hitting and the second plane hitting, of course, with the second hit. It became obvious that this was terrorism.
Then he says, they see I make it.
They see I make it.
Wow.
They see I make it. They see I make it.
You found that warning, Jeff? Do you want to read it out?
I haven't found one.
Oh, I thought you had it.
No. Did they say which Larry Silverstein?
Yeah, reverse speech on Larry Silverstein talking about 911, my video.
On 911. Here's 911.
Oh.
I don't see any warnings anywhere.
I'll be bothered.
Are you sure that email was actually from YouTube?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was addressed to me and everything. Yeah.
Not a fake?
Doesn't look fake, but you can never tell, can you? It looks genuine. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Well.
Okay. So we're next one along. Here we go.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. And I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull.
Whoa. Pull it means a controlled demolition. To pull it, to blow it. And they made that decision to pull. I know it. They be lost is the reversal.
I know it. They be lost.
Wow.
I know it. They be lost. I know it. They be lost.
Is it I knew it or I know it?
Oh, okay. Let's play it again.
I think it was new. K-N-E-W.
I know it. I know it. They be lost.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I know it. They be lost.
I knew it.
I knew it. They'd be lost.
Well, every word we've looked on him so far implies that he knew. And this is another one too. So, wow. That's quite amazing. All right, okay. Next one.
I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull.
Killed the soul with breakfast that morning.
Killed the soul with breakfast that morning.
Wow.
Killed the soul with breakfast that morning.
Probably felt a bit guilty while I was eating his breakfast, knowing what was about to come down. I'd say so. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, well, that killed his soul, too.
Yeah, it certainly did. Okay, next one. One of the flag just hasn't gone up yet.
Could be.
Yeah, because that email sent looks like it's from YouTube.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it.
Sultan said I'm silly.
Sultan said I'm silly.
Wow.
Sultan said I'm silly.
Gee whiz.
Sultan said I'm silly.
Wow. Sultan, Saudi Arabia. The only thing I can think of about that.
That's all I could come up with.
Yeah. Wow. See, maybe I should go back into 911 and look a bit more. I just got sick of solving crimes. Here's the next one.
I suggest, for everybody's consideration, just one question. That we all look.
And the show with us said I do it.
Shamelessness out here.
Wow.
Shamelessness out here.
There it is.
Shamelessness out here.
Well, I tell you what, these are not very good reversals, are they? Yeah, I haven't looked at that. I think I've played these on my show. I think they've been sitting on my computer and never been played. I got so much stuff on my computer, Jeff. So much stuff. So many mysteries and crimes that I've solved. I've just never gone public with any of them. One day someone's going to wake up and say, gee whiz, we should look at David Oates' stuff. All right, next one.
The thousands of pages of testimony that have been rendered in many years since 9/11.
And I remember that.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Yep.
I remember that.
Yep, okay. All right, and, oh, I've got so many. Okay, let's go through them all. Here we go.
You get the sense of determination on occasion. Their voices, and I say, okay, yes, sir, I'll go. And then just minutes later, received a telephone call that turned on a television set and witnessed this horrendous circumstance.
And here he says, rip off your block.
What?
He ripped them all off.
What?
You know, the block, the building block, you know.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Suburb, the block of the suburbs. Wow, gee whiz, these are actually pretty damning. All right, here's the next one.
You get the sense of determination on occasion, their voices, and I say, okay, yes, sir, I'll go. And then just minutes later, received a telephone call that turned on a television set and witnessed this horrendous circumstance.
Say you've got that person to solve in the Sheik. There we've got the Sultan again. Say that person to solve in the Sheik. No, say you've got that person to solve in the Sheik.
I say you've got that person to solve in the Sheik.
Oh, it's all there.
I say you've got that person to solve in the Sheik.
Wow.
See,
I forgot about all these reversals I had.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyways, would certainly seem to imply Silverstein's involvement with some Arab. Oh, my God, look at this reversal. Wow.
She kept me from going down to the Trade Center. She just said, you've got to go to the dermatologist. By the way, I never made it to the dermatologist that day. But at least my intentions were right.
And backward, blow it up.
Hell with up.
Hell with up.
Oh, my God.
Hell with up.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I didn't know I had these. Oh, my. Wow. Gee whiz, this is quite damning, isn't it? Here he is again.
Is that Clara and I, that's my bride, we just got together recently. 58 years.
Feel the seal of Vegas.
Feel the seal of Vegas.
Huh.
Feel the seal of Vegas.
Don't know what that means.
Feel the seal of Vegas.
Some connection to Vegas?
Yeah, some connection. Oh, this is him giving a speech in Israel. Oh, okay. Well, let's look at... Oh, this is a few years later. I won't play them all. I've got about 30 reversals. Let's see what I've got. Here's one that says, Our Terror.
I left a restaurant. Was walking home that night, thinking about the Trade Center. It was getting so close.
Our Terror.
No Terror.
No Terror.
See that owl again.
No Terror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there it is. It's all there. Wow. And here's another one.
Once that happened, I said to all my people, forget about anything else we've got on the table. Put it all aside.
Now this is, we'll beat them all.
We'll beat them all.
Wow.
We'll beat them all.
Wow.
We'll beat them all.
And he did too. He got away with it. Is he still alive? Do you know?
Yeah, oh, I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not that old.
Yeah, well, he got away with it. He did beat them all. Yeah, wow. What else have we got? I'm not going to play. There's 30 reversals here. Here's one.
I got involved in it. And we started a very intensive focus. And guess what? We qualified to be one of the 27 purchasers, potential purchasers.
He's talking about buying the trade center, and he says backwards, how sick.
How sick?
Huh.
How sick?
Indeed.
How sick?
I agree entirely. How sick indeed. Here's the next one.
We won the trade center. And I remember looking at Clara. And I said, sweetheart, we have the brass ring.
And they kill the members.
They kill the members.
Wow.
They kill the members.
Ooh.
They kill the members.
Members a little bit, bit strange. Oh, look at this one. I'm just pulling them out at random here.
That this is not going to stay like this forever. We're going to rebuild. And we're going to find, get the money from the insurance companies with which to build.
Get the money from the insurance companies with which to build. The backwards, it says, I'm a fake.
You know, I'm a fake.
I feel I'm a fake.
You know, I'm a fake.
You know, I'm a fake. You know, I'm a fake.
This is incredible stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely needs to be looked into in more detail.
Need to look at this further. Wow. Gee whiz. Oh, look at this one. Oh, my God.
Because people were leaving, going uptown. And I said to myself, and then I said to Clara, and I said to everybody else, we can't leave this building this way. We can't leave it with this big open expanse.
Sly your love, you wrecked the center.
Sly it up, you wrecked the center.
Sly it up, you wrecked the center. Sly it up, you wrecked the center.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
Oh, my. You don't want it much more plain than that, do you? Wow. Oh, my. This is reverse speech and work, folks. All of our secrets, hidden in the depths of our hearts, will be shouted from the rooftops. It's the fulfillment of end time prophecy, or biblical prophecy. Let me remove end times. Okay, listen to this one.
I've always deprived you of is the kind of time that I could give you once we had the brass ring. I said, we now have it.
We fake the God.
We make the God.
Oh, my God.
We make the God.
Gee whiz, good little Jew, hey?
We make the God.
Oh, my. Listen to the voice of his heart, folks. Wow. I've got it. Oh, look at this one. Oh, my God.
$3 billion of the $4.5 billion collected. We gave them three of the $4.5, right? They had another need.
Feel the bomb with the hit.
Hit.
Wow. These are really clear reversals, aren't they?
That one is very clear.
Yeah, they've. What's this one?
Get it finished. We've been at it 13 years. The time is now. Let's get the damn thing done and go on with our lives.
You've made the fix.
You've made the fix.
Huh.
You've made the fix.
The fix was in.
You've made the fix.
Wow. Well, I wonder where my other 911 reversals are. Seeing we're on 911. I bet you they're in my. Oh, here they are. Oh, got them right here. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Let's have a look. Here we have these. This is Bush, Cheney, and Wolfowitz the week after 911. Okay. So, but when I found them, I didn't find anything damning. Yeah, here's Bush.
We made some good recommendations, but clearly those recommendations couldn't solve the problems that our president and our country face today.
Oh, that's Bush Senior. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So love the boss.
Smell Mark with boss.
Well, that makes sense. You know, the boss is his son. You know, love the boss, support our president. You know, that's a very patriotic reversal to have. Here we have Dick Cheney.
He sounds like a liberal Democrat to me, Brett. He's wrong, and he's, I think, deliberately promoting those views in order to advance his political interest.
And he says, heal the villain.
Heal the villain.
Huh.
Heal the villain.
Don't know what it means.
Heal the villain.
Yeah, don't know what that means. Right. Here we have Cheney again. This is 3 days after 9/11.
We have made certain requests of the Pakistanis. They have agreed to work with us in this endeavor, and some of that's covered in the statement they've made there.
This one says, and so they'll go with the deal that they had.
And so they'll go with a near ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's clear.
And so they'll go with a near ahead.
Huh.
And so they'll go with a near ahead.
Doesn't really mean much, does it? Talking about getting help from the Pakistanis. So
yeah, it's probably congruent.
Yeah, it is congruent. Yeah, it's a congruent reversal. Yeah. But you see, there's nothing here. I'm going to play more, but I didn't find anything here that implicated Bush or Cheney. I mean, when you look at Silverstein's reversals, I mean, you know, you got implications all through it. But I know the conspiracy theorists don't like this, but I haven't found Bush or Cheney implicated. We'll be back right after this, folks, for our final half hour of the weekly Reverse Speech Show.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy 2 Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Okay, we're back for the final segment, the weekly Reverse Speech Show. My name is David John Oates, and my guest this afternoon is Jeffrey Toth, who has been my guest for the last three shows. It's been good to have you on, Jeff.
Yeah, it's been kind of fun. We, you know, when we're working, we barely get to chat. We get to chat more over the radio show than anywhere else.
Yeah, no, it's been good to have you on. Listen, we have our next training class starting on April 21st. There is one seat left, okay? If you want that one seat, you can call us on 503-568-7077. If you want to learn how to do this properly, find reversals that actually reveal the truth and are crystal clear, then you need to take reverse speech training. It is the wave of the 21st century. Only one seat left, and that's only left because we had someone pull out. So sign up now. 503-568-7077. The next class is in November. There will be a price increase on that class. It costs a lot to run a training course. We have tech support and homework marking and admin, all of which have paid staff, all of which have to be paid. And costs a lot of money to run a training class.
It costs a lot of money to run any business these days.
Oh, it does. It's expensive out there.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how many make it. It's in between with taxes and...
Well, you've seen how hard I work the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm just balancing the books. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah. It's be nice if we could afford to do more. Like, I don't know, we're going to start on our... software with automatic reversal detection, that's going to cost us six figures.
I know. That's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
However, that has to be done. That's the wave of the future.
Right. Absolutely. That will make reverse speech available to anyone.
Yes, it will.
Yep. In real time.
Yep. Yep, then we're really looking at mind reading, aren't we? Just imagine holding up a little iPhone and it prints out the forward and the reverse, you know. And then you just press a button, you go to the reverse, and it'll play it for you, you know. That'd be the way to go. Wow.
Yeah. Still need training to interpret, though.
Yeah, you certainly will. Yep, absolutely. Yep, April 21st, folks. You better sign up now if you want to get in on this class. There ain't much time left. 4 weeks before class time, one seat left. Prices are going up in November. So there we go. All right, let's have a look at some more reversals on Cheney and 911.
I think you have to ask yourself why somebody would do what he does. Why is someone so motivated? Obviously, he's filled with hate for the United States.
This one says, enormous, now must sell sad.
Enormous, now must sell sad.
Oh, yeah.
Enormous, now must sell sad.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yep, okay. Probably a congruent reversal. Oh, this is an interesting one.
On the other hand, in terms of the sophistication of it, it's interesting to look at, because clearly what happened is you got some people committed to die in the course of the operation. You got them visas, got them entry to the United States. They came here, some of them enrolled in our commercial aviation schools and learned to fly.
Now listen to this reversal, conspiracy bustle like this one. The show by the Sultan guarded. There you go.
That's something being hidden.
That is. That is something being hidden. Out of Arabia, Saudi Arabia, I betcha. Wow. And listen to this one.
Let me simply say we have had discussions with the PACs. President Bush called President Musharraf just yesterday afternoon in Camp David. They've had a good conversation.
Well, this is Pakistan. They have a sexy Russian sub. I guess they do. He obviously likes the Russian subs. There you go. Okay, and then we've got someone, Wolfowitz. Oh, this is an interesting one, too.
It's not going to be solved by some limited military action. It's going to take, as the president has said and Secretary Rumsfeld has said, a broad and sustained campaign against the terrorist network.
He says, yeah, our boss hidden.
Yeah, boss even.
Wow.
Yeah, boss even.
You don't hear that, Joe?
Yeah, boss even.
I don't think I like the last word.
Oh, really? You don't like hidden? Okay, let's play it again.
Yeah, boss even.
Yeah, boss even. Yeah, boss even.
Heaven, heaven. Is that what you're hearing?
Hibben or something.
Hibben, not hidden. Do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, boss even.
Yeah, boss even.
B, B.
Yeah, boss even.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd have to toss that one.
Oh, sorry, folks. I thought I found a little gold nugget for you, but it's just been rejected by my official checker. I get all the reverses from Naomi, and then I check all of them and pull out the ones I like, and then Jeff goes and pulls out the rest. And if it wasn't for Naomi, I wouldn't have this wealth of information and knowledge to deliver to you. Although, no, I found all these ones on 901 and Silverstein. These are my ones, actually.
Yeah. But I was just wondering, when you said we need to investigate 911, put it on the schedule for 2026, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Along with everything else I need done. You know.
Yeah.
Students. We totally need more students.
Not enough hours in the day.
No, there's certainly not. All right, next one.
We're talking about our intelligence capabilities, which are impressive and can be made more impressive. But we're also talking about our economic strength. We're talking about our diplomatic strength.
And we caught the sorrow with this.
We caught the sorrow with this.
Huh.
We caught the sorrow with this.
I'll be bothered.
We caught the sorrow with this.
I want to hear the Fords again on that one. I want to get the context.
We're talking about our intelligence capabilities, which are impressive and can be made more impressive. But we're also talking about our economic strength. We're talking about our diplomatic strength.
And we caught the sorrow with this.
We caught the sorrow with this.
Huh.
And we caught the sorrow with this. And we caught the sorrow with this.
Maybe he doesn't know his strength. I don't know. Here we have another one.
Once again, as has happened before in history, that evil people, because of the way they think, misread our system as one that's weak, that can't take casualties, can't take bloodletting.
It says Houston knows them.
Houston knows them.
Huh.
Houston knows them. Houston knows them.
Satellite spies? I don't know. I don't know. That's
interesting.
And here's the last reverse I've got on 911. But clearly I've got to do more work on it. We've got enough smoking guns here to warrant further research.
I know every Indonesian that I know has got to be shocked at people claiming that this is justified by the Muslim religion. Every religion has its extremists, and these are religious extremists that we're dealing with.
Oh, yeah, but backwards he says, kill the Muslim without doubt.
Kill the Muslim without doubt.
Huh, wow.
Without doubt.
That's clear.
Kill the Muslim without doubt.
That's clear. I'll play that one again. Kill the Muslim without doubt.
Kill the Muslim without doubt.
Wow.
Kill the Muslim without doubt.
I'm trying hard not to talk over the reversals, folks. I know some people have expressed disappointment that I do that. So I'm trying very hard not to. Wow, there are quite amazing reversals on 911. Clearly, Larry Silverstein was implicated. He has full knowledge. It's obvious. And bloody Cheney knows, too. He's
something.
He knows something. I don't know what. We just need more recording.
What's shocking to me on Silverstein there is where he's talking about they decided to pull it.
Yeah.
That means to demolish the buildings. They didn't wait for anybody to get out of the buildings. They didn't wait for the firefighters to get out of the buildings or collect the dead or anything. And he just talks about it as if that's nothing.
Massive mass murder. Mass murder, and he got away with it. He says so. I'll beat the people. He got away with it.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. Unbelievable stuff. I tell you what, reverse speech is here to break down the walls, folks. There's so many lies and corruptions and hidden things out there. It's just, and reverse speech cuts right through it all.
Yeah.
The voice of art.
what I see is it's going to get to the point where you can't decide on anything without reverse speech.
Right.
Because right now, as far as watching the news and listening to the politicians, everything, it's such a state of confusion. You know, you can't tell what's what.
Right.
So you need reverse speech in order to figure out what's what.
Yep.
And know who's actually on your side or not.
Absolutely do. Yeah.
Yes, I have a funny feeling it's going to take off in the next year or two. I just got that gut feeling. I don't know why I feel that way, but I do. Just all the emails I'm getting lately, you know, and just general feeling. Doing another radio show tonight, folks. It's wonder if I can tell you where to watch it at. Watch it. Listen to it at. That's their apps. It's on. It's LMR Radio. I don't know where they are now. Network Live LM Lima November Mike LNM Radio Network. They simulcast on YouTube. There's a YouTube link. LateNightInTheMidlands.com is their website. LateNightInTheMidlands.com. And I'm on there tonight at 9:30 Eastern Time, and I'm on for 2 hours. And LateNightInTheMidlands.com. Yeah, so there you go. That'll be a good show. I like doing radio shows. They're a whole bunch of fun. Had fun on my ham radio while I've been here. I got 6 completely new countries to me that I haven't got before, which puts my country count now up to 196.
Ooh.
Countries I've contacted.
Getting close to the 200 mark.
Getting close to 200, yeah. I got St. Eustatius Island, which is in the Caribbean. These are the new ones I got. I got Benin, Anguilla. Anguilla's in the Caribbean too. Benin's in Africa, isn't it? Benin's Africa and Anguilla's in the Caribbean. I got Easter Island. That was a great catch.
Yes. I'm surprised about the Easter Island one.
Oh, that was a great catch. And then I got an island just off the Mexican coast called Revillagigedo. 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 Gigolo, doesn't it? And then I got Belize. Yeah, they're my 6 new countries in my trip here. And we're gonna get a big beam and tower up here. Beautiful, beautiful location for radio signals out here. Just right out, we're in the high desert here, and just desert everywhere you can see. Well, what do they call it? Sagebrush, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, an invasive species.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And I go back home tomorrow, and then I'm home for 2 weeks, and then I'm off to Uluru, which is the Aboriginal name for Ayers Rock.
Yes.
And I'm with the kids and grandkids, so that'll be great. And what's wrong? What's happening, Jeff? Are they broadcasting? Are they?
Yeah, they just – it's an automatic broadcast.
Oh, I see.
And you go to their website.
So Late Night in the Midlands.
Yeah, Late Night in the Midlands.
Yeah, I'll post it on my Facebook page so other people can go and listen to it. So we're going camping. It'll be, that'll be fun. Got all my MREs all ready to go.
Is that what you're going to be eating?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good eating.
Huh?
Good eating.
Yeah, I can't go camping without your MREs.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Yeah. No, the family's looking forward to me coming back. Mum and Dad are getting on a bit. They like to have their oldest son around.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the firstborn, folks. I got a brother who's 4 years younger than me and a sister who's 13 years younger than me. And anyone who's involved in reverse speech will know my sister. She's the office manager. Annie Zerbo is her name. And she's my sister. All right, let me see. What will we look at for the last? We got about 10 minutes of air time left. I don't know. Let me just have a look down the track. Oh, look, I'm going to play. This is something I haven't played on a radio show. This is, we all know, well, those of you who've been around for 20 years will know that I had a big fight with talk radio show Art Bell back in the late 90s, which led to two lawsuits, me against him and him against me. And here he is predicting the outcome of the future of reverse speech.
I tell you, it is power, David. It may almost be too much power. I have questions about that and whether the world is really ready for that kind of absolute truth, you know? And I wonder if reverse speech is going to end up in a fist fight. It probably is.
It did end up in a fist fight. That was a very accurate comment. But we're back for a second round now.
So. Yep. We do have the reversal that says we deal with revolution.
Yeah, we do. Let's play that one.
Yeah, that's a good reversal.
This is the ultimate significance of reverse speech. Let's run it forwards.
What other metaphor?
Okay, let me tell you the fourth verse. This is reverse speech practitioner Jack Johnston, and he's talking to his tape recorder, looking for what metaphor to put into the collective to enhance our work, to get reverse speech out there. How do we get reverse speech out there? There you go. That's the purpose of the conversation.
What other metaphor would be the optimum metaphor that we could put out into the world that would attract people's interest and enthusiasm and would attract the right kind of people to the process and to the our mission and to the work that we do?
And when he says, and to the work that we do, backwards he says, we deal with revolution.
We deal with revolution.
Wow.
We deal with revolution. We deal with revolution.
And that is the implication of reverse speech. It literally will lead to a revolution. A revolution of truth. The world hasn't woken up to its existence yet, but it will. God, I hope it's in my lifetime. I really want to see it. I want to sit in my lounge room and watch it on the TV, drinking my coffee.
I'd like to see it and survive it.
Yeah, and survive. Yeah, that would be nice to survive it. Yeah.
Yes.
So, that's the significance of reverse speech. It is revolutionary. It's revolutionary on many fronts. A, it's a revolution of truth. There is now no longer any more secrets. What is inside will be revealed. It's a revolution of spirit because it awakens us to the spiritual realm and lets us get truth from source without the filters of our own biases and judgments and belief systems. So direct truth from source. Yeah. And that will lead to a revolution in spiritual awareness and spiritual awakening.
Self-revolution also, because if you follow what reverse speech tells you, your own reverse speech, not anybody else's, mm-hmm. It will align your consciousness with the source.
It will. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It certainly will. It's quite amazing. Incredible thing. Here's a cool reversal. This is one I found on me. Way back in 1998, way back when I first started, and I'm giving a lecture in Sydney.
98?
88.
So did I say 98? Yeah, 98. That was just a couple of years ago, right?
98. Gee whiz, it seems like a couple of years ago. This is back in 88. And I'm saying forwards, I've suddenly been thrust into this role with people coming to me and saying, David, I want to know what's going on inside my head. And I say, bloody hell, you're asking me. All I do is play tapes backwards. So this is it.
Been suddenly thrust into this role where I have people coming to me and saying, David, I want to know what's going on inside my head. And I think, bloody hell, you're asking me. All I do is play tapes backwards.
Right.
And but I'm starting to get a feel for it.
Now, this reversal actually occurs right where I say, all I do is play tapes backwards. So that's significant. And backwards it says, let's look at that. There's a little bit of gibberish, followed by all I am inside. And what happens when we play tapes backwards? We see all that we are inside. Here we go.
Oops.
I need to do it. Yep, dude. Got more I am. I need to do it. Yep, dude. Got
more I am. And here's the Fords.
Buddy, how are you asking me? All I do is play tape backwards.
All I do is play tape backwards. Here it is backwards. It's amazing complementarity, isn't it?
Hey? Absolutely, yes.
All I do is play tapes backwards. What happens when you play tape backwards? You see all that we are inside.
Let's look absolutely.
All I am inside, and I found that 30 years ago, that reversal.
Yeah. And it's miraculous, magical.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, here's a here's another one, if I can find it. This is me. This is one of my students in Australia suddenly realizing the implications of reverse speech.
I think it's awesome. I think it's in a healing situation, it would be just wonderful to... It's a bit like you cheat. You tell me what's wrong, you tell me how to fix it. How easy is that? So
it's a bit like you cheat. You tell me what's wrong, you tell me how to fix it. And that's what reverse speech does in session work. It diagnoses the problem and it gives us a solution, which is amazing.
Absolutely.
And backwards, her reversal says, the source to give help.
So, the source to give help.
The source to give help. The source to give help.
Yeah, nice and clear. The source to give help. And that is what reverse speech will do. It will give us help. It's a revolution. It's a revolution of truth, a revolution of spirit. It's a revolution of human consciousness. It gives, it can provide proof, real proof that the spiritual realm actually exists. Yep. You said something interesting the other day. You said it merges science and spirituality together. Explain that to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's my belief that if we knew the truth, religion and science are the come to the same conclusion, the same right. end.
Right.
And that's what I believe.
And reverse speech is a scientific method. It can be validated scientifically, despite what they say on Wikipedia.
Yeah. That Wikipedia has been a problem, hasn't they?
It certainly has.
They don't care about real information. They just care about opinions.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
Yeah.
It can be validated scientifically, and it talks all about the spiritual realm. I think this is the first real concrete proof that we have of the spiritual realm.
Oh, yeah.
Once it's tried and tested and validated, that's going to take them 100 years to sort it all out.
Yeah.
It'll take them that long. It really will.
Yeah. Well, it validates for me that there truly is a God.
Yeah. Right.
Now, from what I can discern, God is nothing like any religion tells us.
No.
Right? It's the real God that reverse speech talks about.
Verse 3 describes him as a living force, energy of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the wisdom shepherd. That's another revolution of reverse speech is knowledge.
Yeah, that's right.
You can gain knowledge that you wouldn't normally gain from your own speech reversals because it's capable of tapping into the collective unconsciousness and even the Akashic records.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What an amazing technology. The world will eventually wake up to it. We've just got to get out there more and more and more. Hey, here's a reversal. This was like reverse speech. Let's run this.
The first time I ever heard about it was with the Natalie Holloway murder, and it gave me the chills. And I don't know. It was the first time I looked at that Jordan, whatever his
name. Talking about the first time I heard a reverse speech, and back when she says, the voice we hid. That voice we hid.
That source.
That voice we hid. His voice.
Yeah.
That voice we hid. Yes, indeed. The voice we hid. Call me. Sign up for the training class. Take the last seat left. It's 503
503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. And next time I speak to you, I'll be back in Australia. And don't spread the show around, folks. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential. Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit.
Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. F like Frank, OOD like dog.com, EnerFood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that Enner Health offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 3/16/2018, live Friday show. Let me tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, everybody out there all across the land, that's the first key to surviving what is going to come is to get right with our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus, his only begotten Son.